Oh my gosh, hello.
Oh my goodness, hello. You're on.
We're on.
And
we're on.
Welcome.
We've waited our whole lives for this moment.
It's all been leading up to this moment.
Allow me to introduce myself and my crew. My name is Michelle Mercado, and I'm the owner, creative director at Source Collective here in Laguna Beach. We are a collaborative work and event space, which basically means we have probably the coolest, raddest people that live in Laguna.
It's more play than work.
Yeah. That play and work out of Source. They rent office spaces. They have co-working memberships. They throw awesome events. And I brought some of them here today.
Hello.
Jacqueline.
Yes. I am Jacqueline Florecio. I am an artist, and my business is called Yellow and Lace. I found, or Source found me, in summer of 2017, and I was trying to just have fun, and I saw this cute blue cottage, and I decided to stick my business cards in the door, and I contacted Michelle about doing some workshops there. And then ever since then, we became friends, and she asked me to be studio manager, so I'm here, and it's been like a year and a half now.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
My name is Nick Ashe, and I am a co-manager at Sourced, a studio manager at Sourced.
He had to check in to make sure that was his official title. I wish everyone could see that.
I also work in real estate. Yeah, I help with the daily operations. My story is similar to Jackie's. I passed the little blue cottage and was like, what is this place?
Which means...
I kept running into Michelle, and my question to her was, hey, what do you guys do over there? And she's like, just come check it out. And I kept thinking, no, sounds like a pyramid scheme. I'm not going. Tell me what it is.
Me too. Same fear.
And so, I went, and immediately we just connected and haven't left since. It's been almost like a year and a half now.
That's wonderful.
It's funny. Everybody has the same story. This is Felix. I'm with Cloud City. I'm actually not in management at Source. I just rent a desk. But same thing. I walked by 3-4 years in a row looking at this blue little cottage and thought it was super cute. And, like, you know, these guys are too cool for school. I'll never get to kind of, you know, hang out with them. And then fast forward 3 years. I moved to Laguna a year ago. I was working from home for about 6 months and almost killed my partner. We have a really tiny apartment in North Laguna. And so for all those coworkers out there, Sourced is literally the only place in town to go work. And so I sent Michelle an email, and right out of the blue, right away, she writes back, hey, come by, take a look, and with, you know, snap my fingers, and now I'm part of the family, and it's fun. We have so many events,
yeah.
And if my employees and employers and colleagues are listening, there's way more work than play, but you should all swing by. It's a really great spot.
Let's just talk about the day Felix actually showed up.
You know what? We will. But first, just because everyone's brought a tear to my eye, I think this is the perfect way to segue into our first song because, you know, I felt the same. That cottage, this place, meaning Laguna, really, like, spoke to me as I was making this transition back from San Francisco. And I looked at that building and I said, this must be the place. And that's how we started. So I think it makes sense that we play the Talking Heads.
It didn't work.
I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
listen to so much Joe Rogan, and now we're on a it's like podcast.
Nick, like, from a scale of 1 to 100, how excited are you right now?
Probably like a 17, to be honest.
Okay, we had a 17 now. Jacqueline was at 11 earlier. Felix?
Oh, I'm at 11, but on a 10 scale. So yeah, pretty up there.
And we already got the thumbs up from Ed, who said that right off the bat, we're probably his favorite group because of our number one song selection. Yes. I know that you guys don't play favorites, but we already know that we're his favorite. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Michelle Mercado. We're from Source Collective here in Laguna Beach, which is a collaborative work and event space. The three things that we offer as a business, which, wow, even to define something like that feels so good. We rent out office spaces. So that's for anybody that lives here locally that either works for a company that they have the luxury of working from home or working remotely, or you're someone who's creating your own business and see the value in a space maybe that's not Starbucks and maybe not that second bedroom that you would rather turn into a fitness room.
Second bedroom? Who in Laguna has a second bedroom?
Or just someone straight up that doesn't like working from their bed anymore. We have dedicated spaces just for you for that. And we've had this space for the last 5 years, a mix of people that are realtors to digital marketers to photographers, graphic designers, and also those that work for incredible companies that have the luxury of not having to go into a formal office space, and they get to create what is their dream office at Source. In addition to that, we have a co-working membership, which 5 years ago when I would describe that to my parents' friends, they had no idea what I was talking about. I guess the easiest way to say is it's kind of like a gym membership, but for you and your business, meaning you pay a membership to come to our space and work from our tables, which actually puts you front and center next to these people that I'm shaking my thumbs at.
She's pointing at me.
Yeah. Which we know for people that are growing their business is really important when you are kind of solo and isolated and working on these things that seem bigger than your skill set and your network and where you're at. And so just surrounding yourself with those types of people and seeing people dedicated to their work and dedicated to their passions, I think is a huge like stepping stone of, you know, the things that you'll ultimately create. And then past that, we just like to have parties. And that means workshops, that means gallery shows, that's bridal showers, that's yoga every Tuesday. We spent the first 2 years in our business really saying yes to anything and everything within this community to figure out who was here and what did they want to do. My personal background was in high-end wedding and event planning, so it was me leaving that side of the industry that was a little too chaotic for me and being able to say yes to the things that did speak to what I wanted to do in a space that we created. So
in case you're wondering, we do have the best barbecue food on Art Walk every month. I'm only saying that because I actually make the barbecue food, but with Nick's help. Yeah, sorry, Jack helps too, definitely. But y'all should definitely swing by. Everything's a community affair at Source. It's pretty awesome.
And I would say there's parts of you know, those that have worked with us, meaning different people that have worked out of Source, that for those that haven't come by and maybe just know from us digitally or on social media that we maybe look and sound a little bit like an agency. And into that regard, we do. I mean, we can get a lead like an event, or somebody can get a graphic design job, and it could spill into other work for other people that work out of this space. So that being said, I think that next up we should play Jacqueline's song.
Yes. How bizarre.
Drum so what roll, did you say about roll. This?
Oh, I can keep talking.
You should definitely, yeah.
Well, it reminds me of my childhood and of summer. So, and what reminds me of summer? The beach.
There you go.
So Laguna, it's for you.
Brother Bella is on the back, sweet singers on the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge waves are comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
righteous. Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre. Stuck around TV news and cameras. There's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, far and wide. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for that.
Oh, you're
that
so awesome. Jackie. It put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
That song belongs here forever.
Yes.
I love it. It seems that we might have somebody on the phone.
Wonder
caller.
Who it could be.
Ring, ring, ring.
Caller, who's there?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Oh, hello. Who could this be?
Hi, my name is Haley.
Is this Miss Haley Howard?
It is, in fact, and I've been listening to you guys, and I was listening to the laughter.
You're such
a sweetie. And I just want to call and say I love you guys.
Oh, the love is so there for you. Miss Haley Howard is our dear, dear friend, our neighbor, an incredible local photographer.
And jet setter extraordinaire.
Exactly. Haley, also... You also have another talent, which is poetry on demand. Let's talk about that for
Ooh.
One moment.
Ooh.
Let's talk about a plug that we are plugging for Art Walk on April 4th. What are you going to be doing at the special Art Walk at Source Collective here in Laguna Beach at 950 Glen Eyre?
There's going to be some magic happening, and I was lucky enough to be invited by you to do my poetry on demand. And the way that works, I just sit there with my cute little typewriter, and you let me know your thoughts and your feelings. You might want to sit down for a second and have a little chit chat. Might just want to give me a word. Whatever is speaking to you, you give me a little bit of inspiration, and I write you a poem.
Wow. Who here in this room, raise a hand and then say that your hand is raised, has gotten a poem from Haley on the pink typewriter?
I think you're the only one.
Okay, yeah. I'm the only one, looks like which means everybody one. Needs to come to Art Walk and get one. What
hey,
is, Haley, in addition to Poetry on Demand, which we're so excited about, there was also some other things we were plugging in for this Art Walk, since we love dreaming of different ideas around curation of space and themes, and our resident artist this month is a really incredible abstract artist. So Felix and Jacqueline here are going to be doing adult face painting.
Ooh.
I know, interesting. Ooh. What yeah. could that possibly be? Well, I guess you could go on Pinterest and look that up, and you can see some examples, but you can come to Art Walk. Haley, which song can we play for you today?
I would love if you played Crimson and Clover.
Oh, you're my girl. You're my girl. We definitely are going to play that. And thank you so much for donating to the radio station. I know that you are such a supporter of not only this radio station, but so many different people that take action and live for their dreams here in Laguna Beach. Thank you.
And you have the world's cutest dogs.
And you're just the world's cutest, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say that's true. And I appreciate you for recognizing that.
We love you, Haley. Thank you so much.
Love you, Haley.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you, guys. Bye.
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 She also takes the most amazing airplane selfies. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on the plane, I just feel like I got pulled backwards out of a barrel. And here she is taking these amazing photos, right, with an iPhone. It's kind of amazing. Yeah.
We love her.
Should do a class on that or something.
Okay, yeah.
Next workshop.
There we go.
We'll send you an email.
Ready? Okay.
Let's do it. You go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead. He turned the mic towards me. Friends, family, and community, we would love for you to call in and pledge to the radio station here. Phone number is 715-5936. The office line, 715-4859. You can also do this through Facebook. You can go to the website, kx935.com. You can listen. And if you're not in your car right now, you can listen through the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. And checks are always welcome. And also... I was lip singing right there because I got embarrassed and I didn't know the words.
Crimson and clover,
Welcome back to the show.
Doesn't it sound like Nick's in a basement?
Does it sound like Nick what?
He's in a basement somewhere.
Let's give him this moment. Go ahead, Nick.
So, thank you, Michelle, Felix. We are here at the studio, KX93.5. We are here to support the radio channel, and I don't have a script, so I'm really bad at this. Anyways, if you'd like to call in with a donation, the number is 949-715-5936. Again, that is 949-715-5936.
And just to show you how easy it is, this is Felix. I actually just went online on my mobile phone.
Mobile phone.
Nobody has a flip phone anymore, right? And it took literally 30 seconds, and I just donated to us. Well, actually, you.
Ding, ding, ding. Yay!
Show that anybody can do it, even me.
Even you, on the air right now.
Right now. Multitasking.
And some other people have. Jacqueline, who's already donated?
Oh, my gosh. Our office mates, Mike and Andrea Maruska. Thank you so much for your donation. $250.
Woo! Dang.
Whoa.
That was a baller.
Love it.
Too rich
love it, for my blood.
Well, you know what? That's great. Who else will be donating today? Other ways that you can donate, you might be getting the source email right now, in which if you have that email, I want you to open it up. Right there it says Pledge Now. You can click through there, send you over to KX93.5. You can pick your dollar amount for the donation. Past that, I already gave you a gift. It's a gift of Nick on the radio station right now. If you can find that gift and reply back to that email,
I will Venmo you a dollar.
There you go. Nick is going to give you $1. What else do we have to talk about?
Maybe we could go ahead and plug Bala Shala's new
YouTube channel.
I think we should start there.
That's a big one. Okay.
We have an office mate named Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And she does yoga for kids. She just launched a new YouTube channel called Bala Shala Yoga for Kids. And it's pretty incredible.
Let's back up a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Stacy Bina, local here, she had a kids yoga studio right across, I think right here from the radio station, just a little bit down the street. This was a dedicated yoga practice for children. She ended up transitioning out of that space, getting a office space at Source, which kind of to start was like, we go from a place where we teach actual yoga to like just a place where we answer emails, but she at the time was interested in writing a children's book. And so when we met Stacy, I think a little bit over a year and a half ago, that's why she took the office space. And since then we've been able to build out a yoga class at Source every Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 6:30. Donation-based class, anybody can come. We just market it through our own email and social media, because really we can only fit like 12 people, but it is by far, sorry again, playing favoritism, but the best day in the week, because every week we choose a different theme, and usually we throw it at Stacy, and that means that she curates like the playlist to it, but also like, how about the time that we told her we want to do all John Mayer music?
And she didn't kill us.
And she did that in like a onesie, like yoga.
I like the Oktoberfest one where we all had micro brews to drink in downward dog position. It was actually pretty cool.
We did spirit animal yoga where we all pull cards, and like some of the poses were paired with like what our spirit animal was.
By far the best though has been the gloga with the kids. We had about 15 kids and 15 adults with a whole bunch of glow sticks in the dark. It was
the best.
It was mayhem.
And Stacy herself just like just shines so bright. And so the latest project that she's been working on is creating Bala Shala Yoga for Kids YouTube channel, which I think that we all kind of heard around the office like what she was doing.
We didn't know how great it was going to
be. We had no idea. Her husband builds like trade show set designs. And so, again, I knew that the power was there as far as what these two could create together. But my God, we all, like, our mind was so blown. Just the promo videos that are out right now. And I have a 7-year-old niece, and I, like, the things that she watches on YouTube are a little bit questionable. But if she's going to watch Bala Shala, like Yoga for Kids, the Yoga Adventures each week, like, I mean, I want to watch it too. We're going to do yoga together.
I have watched it.
You have watched it. So the joke around the office has been like and subscribe, because as we all didn't know before, we're kind of all in this YouTube world now of like, how do we help Stacey succeed in this new passion project that she's like so beautifully carrying the torch forward. So in addition to donating today, if you would also go on YouTube,
like and subscribe,
like and subscribe. Bala Shala,
and share.
Share, like, and subscribe. Share with a child from 3 years old up. Because Stacey also shared that there were some kids coming up to her that were, like, about 3 years old saying that they had seen her face on the TV, which really just meant the
computer screen.
The phone.
Oh, no.
But just another incredible example of the people that we've been able to attract over at Source that, you know, use a desk space, a chair, a computer to, like, create such meaningful things.
I'm so lucky she sits 4 feet from me.
I know. Yeah. Actually,
she's going to be moving. So
that's another thing that we do need to mention.
Didn't mean to.
She's not moving per se. And that was a shout out to my boyfriend because he's like, you don't use that word correctly. but she is going to be growing into a membership rather than keeping her dedicated office space. So this will be the first time, and I'm putting my finger up of like, how could this be true, that we will have an office space available to rent starting in April. And we share that with our co-working members first and then kind of expand it from there. So we are now showing the space. It is a desk space located next to Felix. You can't see his face on the radio, but just let me explain to you that it is good. It's not a bad thing to stare at. and yeah, if you're interested in office space, go to sourcecollective.com or follow us on social media at source_collective. Reach out to myself, Michelle, through any of those channels, because I answer those emails.
Or just stop on by.
Or just stop by
950 Glenary.
Ask for Nick or Jacqueline.
I'll be there.
Because they are studio managers and they love those titles.
What's our next song?
Nick, what did you?
Our next song is going to be Sweet Emotion.
Ooh.
I had to keep it up with the summery vibes. And there's nothing that says summer more than sweet emotions.
I love your face so much.
Oh,
is loose.
I'm ready to get back on the air.
Yeah, I can tell that there's been a major shift in your body language.
No more stutters.
Okay, I love it. I love
it. More
hang-ups. I just have to reshare what just happened while we've been playing these songs, which one, it's just been big smiles across the board here. There is so much beautiful natural light in the studio with all these like color blocks behind us. Like there's no way not to be happy here. Like, and then, you know, Ed's across from us, who's taking such good care of us, because let's be honest, we don't know what the heck we're doing. We brought some music on a flash drive. We had to even figure out what a flash drive was again.
I got the Texas
when
warning.
All we could have done was probably just play directly from our computer that we brought.
Floppy disks, CDs, what are those?
But it's also the reminder of why, like, I love this town so much. Is like Ed just like shared a little something about him, and I'm like, oh wait, I know that, and that I live across the street, and I feel like that's always been my life here in Laguna. And like Source has been able to be now this door that's open that people come and they share with us like what they do here or what they're looking to do here, and it's been so great to have that physical, you know, presence that allows for that, and that's wonderful. But it also reminds me of how we equally need to go out there and pursue it and find it, because it's outside those doors as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had to say that. And then also, Tyler's been working out at Health Haven Studio, and anybody that follows us on social media like knows that we, like, as much as we work out in our business, like at Source, we work out at Health Haven Studio, like down the street. So anybody that lives here in town, you also should know about me that I think I get, I'm accumulating like points in heaven for all the people that I meet and like really get to know, and I get to share their graces. And Haven is one of those people. I mean, I'm not going to brag or anything, but like I put in a lot of hard work with Haven and I lost 20 pounds.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
20 pounds with Haven, working out like a mad woman, but also like really understanding like what I was putting in my body and like what I was eating. And through that process, like people saw what I was doing and then they joined in. So we started a group workout class. And then I'd even be able to say that Tyler and Monica themselves might have seen some of my social media stuff. And maybe that's why they took the steps just a little bit north to Health Haven Studio. So anyways, if you live here in town and you're looking for a personal trainer, I think you should go to Health Haven Studio. That's it. That's all I want to say for that.
Hey, Haven.
She's pretty amazing. Hey, slightly Haven. Terrifying every once in a while.
But yeah,
in a
you
good,
work
in
out
a good
with
way.
Her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She makes me work hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you wanted to share, Felix here, moved to Laguna from San Francisco?
Yeah.
How long ago?
Just coming up on a year, actually. Yeah, I feel like a local already, although I can't say that because I'll probably, you know, get in trouble. But yeah, it's been about a year. My girlfriend's actually from down here, and I spent 12 years in the Bay. It's an amazing place. If you guys have been up there, beautiful weather, beautiful city. Really stressed out. Everybody's working way too hard up there. And so we decided to make the move down to Laguna, and it's been life-changing. Like, yeah, it's the most amazing small place. But I what I really wanted to do was paint a picture for what of you for what a Source looks like, right? So I think in my world in the old days up north, you know, you think co-working, you think, oh, it's just like a normal office with a beige desk, and, you know, you might have a printer that doesn't work and some horrible coffee on the pot, and there's a bunch of people working around you doing exactly what you're doing. And it's kind of like, you've heard of that WeWork place. I think there's one in Irvine. And those guys are great. But Source is not that. Source is so much more. It's a beautiful space, first and foremost. Definitely gorgeous. But I think it's really the people. Michelle is really careful about who she chooses to join the space and make sure that they're all doing really interesting things and different things. I don't think there's any overlap. I think there's one other person who might do a little bit like what I do in the kind of app development space. But other than that, everybody's unique. We've got a chef, photographer, jewelry designer, graphic artist, two real estate, I guess Nick and Dave Sierra. Yeah, you guys are both in real estate. That's true. Yeah, who else we got? We got a ton of people. And I think the space is really a big part of that. And kind of Michelle's awesome. Awesome taste at letting us all into her family is what makes
guys,
it special.
He's like, can I chime at those in? Dimples, like I can't.
So Michelle, such a great person.
Okay, calm down.
No,
guys.
Seriously. I think she's able to bring everyone together, and it's like more than just a co-working space. Like, I consider these people my friends and my family, and like, we just really, she's about to cry. But it's really true. It's like, you know, I'm not from Laguna. I'm from Fullerton, which is about 30 miles away. And, you know, like, the drive is tough, but, you know, I want to be here because of the people who are here at this place. And there's nothing more special than to be surrounded by creative people who you can also consider friends because they are your biggest support. So,
yeah, it's pretty awesome. I love you guys too. You know, I was thinking actually on the way over here that you should make a special for couples because I counted. There's actually four couples, working couples, who are actually in the space. So there's me and my girlfriend. We work in different industries, but, you know, we needed to get out of the house. And then we've got Jamie and Heidi, mm-hmm. so designer and jewelry.
Which they have a really interesting setup. Like, I remember when they shared their vision of how they would use the office space. They live in, I believe, Laguna Hills. And so they really shared, like, they both work from the same space at home. So one will come in on one day and the other will come in on the other day. And that's how it started. But like now you see too, like they want to come together because I think that they both have like their community at Source. And so the first thing that was answering the question for them or like solving a problem was like only one of us will be at home, right? And one of us will be at Source. But now I think there's so much more than what they originally were attracted to, which was just, you know, to pay a membership. I'm sorry, to pay for a desk space. Like there's the opportunities to, they have a leather jewelry company and they can also use the space and put together a photo shoot. And that's work that we see that they hire local photographers and a model and people that we know here in the community and can use our kitchen as like this real living room space that for us, we're like, how did this kitchen even look this good? It doesn't look like this every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the space really does transform. That's the most amazing part. Like it never really looks the same, which is very, very, very cool.
That was my favorite part about going to Source the first couple of times, helping Michelle out with the pop-ups is just how quickly the space can transform and bring in so many different vibes. And what's cool is that they stay in the building. So even after, you know, when an event happens, say it's art walk or a pop-up or a workshop, you have all these creative people that come and inhabit this one space and bring all their energy and use it. And then they go, but it's still there. And we feel that throughout the week. I think that's Michelle's biggest, you know, trait was, I think, what Jackie kind of touched on. And that's, you know, seeing what is good in people and being able to help you develop that. So she looked at me and said, you're a connector. And that's what she put me in charge of, doing all the promotional pop-up stuff and going and talking to people. And I loved it. I love talking to people. I love going around meeting different business owners. And it gave me something to do. And you know, I got engaged in the community. And I just really, really, really love it. And yeah, the energy there is
crazy. That is true. That is our meet cute. Our meet cute was over pop-up shops. So I just want to explain a little bit of that because I do think that that's probably of interest of a lot of people that maybe live in town that have their own business that they either create art or a product. So we host monthly shopping events. So think of that as kind of a farmer's market setup meets like a trade show, craft show, but also in a different way because the answer, the problem it solved for us was the front of our studio, when we did have it as retail, we just didn't get that foot traffic. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't really the best use of our space. But what I did, I didn't want to miss out on was all the connections and people that we met like through retail, those that sold with us, and then what the events provided. So if you don't know about those events, I think one, it's the greatest day to come by and like see what these office spaces are all about. I mean, no one will be there working because at that day it's all dedicated to shopping, but you, everybody goes like, they walk through the front room and they start to go to the back and they're like, can I come back here? And I'm like, you can go anywhere. Like this home is open, but 10 different business owners that set up at 6-foot tables and sell their goods. And that can be anything from candles to, clothing, jewelry, artwork.
Who's my favorite bag designer? Sixth Co.
Sixth Co. We were just talking
Bama,
to her yesterday.
Hey, girl, hey.
Bama.
She makes the coolest bags.
And And so the next one is on April 27th. It typically is the third or fourth Saturday of the month, but they are free. You can just come by, dog friendly, baby friendly. We always attract the cutest babies and puppies. You can always guarantee on that.
So if you don't buy anything, at least you'll leave with the feels.
Yeah. The next,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, to kind of segue into some music, because I'm ready. I'm ready to vibe out right now. Please call in. Studio line here is 949-715-5936. These guys have done a really beautiful job, which I didn't pay them to talk about Source, but we're here to support this radio station. And really, like, that love and support that they are putting towards us, I want to put back into this radio station, because it's been such a wonderful opportunity to get on the radio, to speak directly to who we care to serve and like who we're trying to attract. And thank God that we have this opportunity through the radio station. Not only that, we get to play your great music like Ginger Root. And this is called Call It Home.
Who sings that song?
Oh,
that was a great song.
Ginger Root.
Ginger what?
Yeah.
Ginger who?
So, again, we've just been dancing over here the whole time.
The whole time.
Ginger Root, our dear friend Cameron, played at Source. We had the one and only music video launch party at Source. couple months back. After that, he went on a worldwide tour. No big deal. No huge big deal. Just one of the many things that we like to say yes to at Source.
They're like one of those Instagram accounts that if you follow, you're like, this is actually good, you know, because they're posting stories of like really funny things, especially them traveling all throughout Europe. They had this like whole adventure where their van got broken into and
so good.
Yeah, it's just really great content. It's not boring, you know.
It's not boring, but it's great. Did you have something to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say he's super talented.
You get four. You're talented. You're talented, yeah. Cameron. We love you.
We love you.
We don't have much more time here on the radio. I wanted to thank everybody again that tuned in and listened. It's very important to us that we support the local radio station. If you feel the same way as we do, we want you to call in last minute here, 714. I'm about to give my phone number. If you'd like to call me,
that's my area.
You can call me after. I'll donate money for you. Line here, 949-715-5936. You can also go online, kx935.com, and pledge your donations there. It's all stuff that you can write off. We love that. Who doesn't love that? Small business owners, let's hear about it. Tax season, let's not talk about it. Just to wrap this up, Michelle Mercado from Source Collective, joined by our studio managers and office mates, those that call Source home for their business. If you are somebody that lives locally here in Laguna Beach and looking for an office space, a co-working membership, if you have a special event that you want to host, if that's a baby shower to a bridal shower to a book launch, I mean, we've done it all, and we'd love to do it with and for you.
12-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, my God. What haven't we done? Honestly. Yeah. Please send me an email of something that you think that we haven't done, and I will make sure that we do it.
Well, Nick will Venmo you a dollar.
Exactly. Yeah. And Nick's definitely giving away single don't dollars, so please do. Please do take action here today.
Single dollars.
In the events that we throw, we also do our own. So the next opportunity to come and party and shake with us is going to be on Art Walk Thursday the 4th. We are featuring our resident artist, Devin, and her series is called Inner Space. And with that, Haley, who called earlier, will be set up with Poetry on Demand. We're going to be doing adult face painting. What's that? You got to come by and see. There's going to be food, sponsored kombucha. It's going to be a great time.
And you have to ask to see her mural as well. Yeah. She did this rad yep thing in the back room.
Yeah. You get to come into the kitchen. Yeah. It might be a speakeasy. I don't know. And then past that, if you are also a small business owner that use Instagram to build your business or wanting to do that, I personally host a Instagram boot camp, and we're doing that on Saturday the 6th from 10 to 1. This one is focused on how to do post planning. If you don't know what that is, let's talk about it because I love it. So we can dive into that. And next pop-up shop opportunities on the 27th. Those are always from 11 to 4. Open house, pup friendly, baby friendly. Come by, shop, connect, make. That's what we're all about. So 10 local makers, artisans, designers, small business owners set up to sell. We also have a free craft bar. And
usually some pretty good coffee too, right?
Usually. I mean, always. And if not, you just walk right around the corner.
Right across the street. Let's go Laguna ahead and plug the Laguna Coffee Co.
Listen, we could plug all day because we truly
we
do
love
have
a lot of people here.
Stop
the
off at
most beautiful,
yeah,
most beautiful friends and community, and that's why, again, we are here on the radio station because there's no other place that we can talk about all of our friends that is relevant. So, thank you again for tuning in, Michelle Mercado here, Source Collective in Laguna Beach, and Nick, this one's for you.
Thanks, Michelle. I think there's a podcast in your future.
Like and subscribe.
And share.
Per se.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. Children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight ahead. A king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings la la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
RNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.